Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast. I'm Harold Herring, and my fine wife, Bev, is on a special project today. Have you ever had a day when everything was going super? Not a care in the world? As the song says, feeling groovy. Then all of a sudden, whatever that is, it happens. Everything was going Abraham's way. He had a new home, his son of promise, setting up roots in a new land. Then it happened. Genesis 22:1. Later on, God tested Abram's faith and obedience. Abraham, God called. Yes, Lord, he replied. God told Abraham to take Isaac, his son, to a remote place, prepare an altar, and sacrifice the son that he'd waited and wanted for 20 years. Can you imagine the kind of questions Isaac was asking as they left the servants behind and headed to the area where the sacrifice would be? Some Bible illustrations show Isaac to be a young boy, but I believe he was much older, even though there is no defined timeline in the scriptures. But consider this. Genesis 22:6. 22:6 says, "Then Abraham took the wood for the burnt offering and laid it on the shoulders of Isaac, his son. And he took the fire pot, in his own hand and a knife, and the two went on together." We're talking about a substantial amount of wood that it would take to consume a human body when set on fire. That would be pretty much too much wood for a young boy. On the journey, Isaac asked, "Hey, Dad, where's the sacrifice?" Can you imagine what Abraham was thinking as he walked with Isaac? How his heart must have been pounding. How questions may have flooded his mind. But yet, Abraham replied faithfully, "God will provide." Hebrews 11:17, classic Amplified Bible. By faith, Abraham, when he was put to the test, while the testing of his faith was still in progress, he already brought Isaac for an offer. For he who had gladly received and welcomed God's promises was ready to sacrifice his only son. Here's an example of the doctrine of spiritual substitution. As a ram became a substitute for Isaac to prepare, to spare his life, so Jesus became a substitute for all men, dying in our place so that we might go free from eternal death and hell, should we decide to accept Jesus as our sacrifice. There are actually 19 scriptures confirming this substitution in the Bible. But I'm only going to share two of them with you on today's call. Matthew 20:28, classic Amplified Bible. Just as the Son of Man came not to be waited on, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many, the price paid to set them free. Now let's go back to Hebrews 11:17, classic Amplified, one more time, where it says, "By faith Abraham, when he was put to the test, while the testing of his faith was still in progress, he had already brought Isaac for an offering. He who had gladly received and welcomed God's promises was ready to sacrifice his only son." Abraham passed the test and trusted God beyond what his natural mind thought. Then God told Abraham not to harm his son, and he provided the ram, the substitution. I'm sure you've never been told to sacrifice your only child, but perhaps your life changed with a knock on a door announcing a fatal automobile accident or call from a hospital ER, some other heart-rendering moment. We're children of promise, but then something happened. Here are 7 ways to react when that happens. First, you might feel helpless. Let me say that again. You might feel helpless. When something traumatic happens, there may be times we feel unable to turn things around. When we feel helpless to change things. When a feeling of vulnerability takes over. This seeming lack of control will guide us into thinking about the worst case scenarios. When this happens, things tend to go from bad to worse. When we lived in Fort Worth, we had a light fixture, which was about 25 feet off the floor. One of those bulbs burned out. We could see it needed to be changed, but we were unable to reach it without the assistance of a very large stepladder. When we were feeling helpless, we needed assistance to turn the light back on to make things happen. Romans 8:26, Classic Amplified Bible. So too the Holy Spirit comes to our aid and bears us up in weaknesses. For we know not what prayer to offer, nor how to offer it worthily as we ought. But the Spirit himself goes to meet our supplication and pleads in our behalf with unspeakable yearnings and groanings too deep for utterance. Wow. Second, you might feel alone. There are times when tragedy strikes or we experience a traumatic event, when it seems we're all alone in the decision-making process. But we are never alone. John 14, verses 16 and 17 in the Message Bible. I will talk to the Father, and he will provide you another friend, so that you always have someone with you. This friend is the Spirit of Truth. The godless world can't take him in because it doesn't have eyes to see him, doesn't know what to look for. But you know him already because he's been staying with you, and he will be even in you. Can somebody say hallelujah? Third, you might feel abandoned. Have you ever felt abandoned? Those who've experienced the pain of divorce, the loss of a loved one, a rebellious child who never contacts you. These are feelings of abandonment which will affect our focus and our future. But we need to find comfort in Psalm 34:18, New Living Translation. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted. He rescues those whose spirits are crushed. You know, there may be times when we feel God is not answering our cries for deliverance from the pain we're experiencing. But we got to know he's always listening and ever ready to intervene. Psalm 27, verses 9 and 10, Message Bible. You've always been right there for me. Don't turn your back on me now. Don't throw me out. Don't abandon me. You've always kept the door open. And my father and mother walked out and left me, but God took me in. Can somebody say hallelujah? Fourth, you may feel worthless. When trials, trauma, or tragedy strike, sometimes it feels as if the oxygen has been sucked out of the room that we're in. This kind of vacuum, depending on our circumstances, can cause anyone in the room to either implode or explode. In the midst of this situation, many people lose all sense of self-worth, even worse, spiritual confidence. When bad times hit, we must always remember our confidence in Him, and His Word proves our worth and value. 2 Corinthians 12:10, Classic Amplified Bible. So for the sake of Christ, I am well pleased and take pleasure in infirmities, insults, hardships, persecutions, perplexities, and distresses. For when I am weak in human strength, then I am truly strong able, powerful, in divine strength. Hallelujah. Fifth, you might feel brokenhearted. If you've ever been brokenhearted by the loss of a loved one, divorce, adultery by a spouse, job loss, or any other misery that may come your way, gain comfort and strength through Psalm 147:3. Psalm 147:3 in the Classic Amplified Bible. It says, He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds, curing their pains and even their sorrows. Six, you might feel ashamed. Sometimes the trauma, trial, or tragedy we're facing is self-inflicted. Truthfully, the fact that we were partially, if not completely, to blame for what we're facing, it really doesn't lessen the impact. However, we find ourselves ashamed because of what we did or didn't do that could have prevented the mess we're in. If we're the reason for the mess we're facing, then we need to fess up, confess our sins, get up, and move on with our lives. 1 Peter 4:16 in the Classic Amplified Bible. But if one is ill-treated and suffers as a Christian, which he is contemptuously called, let him not be ashamed, but give glory to God that he is deemed worthy to suffer in his name. Seventh, you can have confidence in knowing that God will deliver you. When you unexpectedly experience one of the three T's that I've referred to on this call, those being trial, trauma, and tragedy, you can rejoice in knowing that God will see you through whatever happens to alter the course of your day and even your life. 2 Timothy 2:15, Classic Amplified. Study and be eager. Do your utmost to present yourself to God, approved, tested by a trial, a workman who has no cause to be ashamed, correctly analyzing and accurately dividing, rightly handling, and skillfully teaching the word of truth. Want to get you through what you're facing? God's promises, protection, and provision. Here's a poem I kind of like. God believes in me. Therefore, my situation is never hopeless. God walks with me. Therefore, I'm never alone. God is on my side. Therefore, I can never lose. Can somebody say hallelujah? Hallelujah. Hey, Sunday Night Live, 6 p.m. tonight. You're going to love the teaching. Go to haroldherring.com. Click the button that says Sunday Night Live. Join us for the teaching. And we always have an outline, complete, thorough outline. I'll post it on the website. And for those who attend live on Sunday nights, join us tonight, 6 p.m. Eastern, Sunday Night Live. Go to the website right now, haroldherring.com. If you've been blessed by the teaching, just ask God what CD to have you sew. Do what he says. That's all we ever ask. And until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails. And keep thinking rich thoughts.